All right.
Oh, yeah. Three, yeah.
Episode 3, I like video games. Ooh.
Yeah, all right. They're pretty good.
Recording. All right, that's about it. Good job, everybody.
Yeah, all right. No, not this time. This time we're going to talk about video games.
We're going to present this episode in 3D.
In 3D on the Project Cafe.
No, it's going to be Tumblr 3D audio player.
It's going to be 3D on the new Sony 3D TV. You can listen to Bro Up with another person, and you get your own experience.
You will see a giant bear actually pop out of your screen to talk about how much he likes video games.
And then the other person will see a 13-year-old boy, and he'll just be like, oh, I'm not 9.
It'll be very
yeah, it's a very rewarding experience. You should definitely invest in that Sony TV. But we are going to talk about that and more once we get to the actual topic tonight. But we are going to start with what we've been playing. Now, remember the host's names. Let's tell everyone who we are to make sure that if we got like new listeners coming in, I am known as the Glitchmaster.
Why are you also talking like that?
Because I can. Okay, now, yeah, hi, I'm Glitch, Serpa42 on Twitter. Yeah.
I am CDI Ganon, that's also my name on Twitter.
Astral. I'm Astral and Master Lunar on Tumblr. I mean, Twitter! Ruined everything.
My name's Bunny.
No one can hear you.
Bearded. What do you mean no one can hear me?
Your mic isn't working.
Your mic's very low.
What the fuck?
Just scream everything you say.
I don't even know what. Okay, hold on. Let me just fucking. Is it really that low? Am I still low?
Okay, no.
Yeah.
No.
A little bit, but that's mostly because you're shouting.
Okay, whatever. Okay, anyway, I'm Bunny, aka Bearded Bunny on fucking Twitter. And, yeah, there you go. I'm pretty much the oldest one out of this fucking group. I'm a little tense. I've had a rough weekend. I didn't get any sleep last night, but you know what? It's all good.
Oh, I know that feel.
Yeah. I was kind of drinking beforehand, so it's cool. Just go with the flow.
All right, so guys, what have you been playing? Let's start with Astral. Astral, what have you been playing?
More Deus Ex and more TF2. That's about it.
Anything interesting happening in the
No!
game?
I get dibs on next.
Okay, go, Bunny.
Alright. I've been playing some TF2 also. Aha! And something did happen that was interesting. I got an unusual hat out of a crate. Suck a dick, everyone else.
How many crates have you opened that didn't have unusual hats?
You're just fucking jealous because you don't have an unusual. So you can just shut your little whore mouth right now. But here's something cool about TF2. I actually saw some doves on a 2-Fort server, and I had no idea what the fuck they did. Honestly, they just were there. And I'm like, that's cool. I didn't see them blow up, but whatever.
It's like
I just saw them.
I don't know.
Well, you know what, Astral? You should have said that when it was your turn to fucking talk about your...
I haven't seen any of the doves, though. I haven't really been playing that much.
That's what you've been playing. That was your one chance to shine, but you fucked it up. Anyway...
It has nothing to do with this.
Shut the fuck up. Honestly, come on. You're fucking taking the limelight out of me.
I hate you so much.
Goddamn.
All right, anyway... But also just been catching up on some Terraria and some Minecraft, which there wasn't really an update, but, I mean, Notch said he was going to update it to something 0.7, whatever the fucking number is now.
1.7.
Yeah, that's about it. Anyway, next, go.
Okay, I'll go. The game I've only been playing recently is All Points Bulletin, And it's been
hey, Pee-pee.
It's been actually really fun. As a very big joke, I made a very fat white version of Spike from the My Little Pony show.
Yeah.
And I fought the Power Rangers. Yeah.
Very nice. Very nice.
It was very cool. Especially since the Black Ranger kept running over the Yellow Ranger. I was very entertained. But that's about it.
I've been still playing Brawl and Marvel vs. Capcom 3, so I have not been moving on at all. So, yeah. Pretty boring guy. I think I did play something else, though. What did I do? Oh, yeah, I played some Halo at a stupid party, and I lost, and it was stupid, because I don't like Halo.
But I like video games.
Astral's reaction is the only thing keeping that funny. Like, seriously.
I don't care. I just really do like video games. You guys think I'm making a joke, but I'm not. I just like video games.
Alright, so I guess we should just move on to the main topic. There's not really anything else to talk about except for E3, because that's really all the news.
We could talk about my love life.
Oh, so there really is no other news.
Yeah. Alright, so E3 started out on day zero with a Microsoft press conference. Anyone have anything you want to talk about first, or should we just
Microsoft
go through
everything?
Yeah, that's basically all we have to say. Here, I'm just going to post this into the chat. It's a list of everything that happened at E3.
Okay. I should probably read through this since I have not looked at E3 since the very terrible one. Oh, wait, which one's that? Oh, oh.
2008, maybe. That one was, like, one of the worst ever.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, Microsoft, I mean, Microsoft was a...
Terrible.
It was really bad. Like, I mean, you could just tell. Like, I've watched, like, a couple of videos of, like, game journalists talking about the Microsoft press conference. And whenever... Because the games journalists, they're not really allowed to say how bad things are, like, right after they happened. So they're all, like holding their breaths. And, like, it was kind of safe.
Holding their breaths?
They're like,
yeah, breath.
They were like, oh, man, Mass Effect 3, okay.
Yeah, basically. Like, they barely announced anything. And no, it's not just a bunch of podcast links. Scroll down. Like, where it says press conferences, that's where it has everything.
Did they show anything interesting for Kinect?
Yeah,
that was a joke.
I heard that Minecraft was supposed to be coming to Kinect.
Oh, boy. More waste money.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, that's not going to be... I mean, I can see Minecraft being fun on the 360. Like, I'm probably going to get it on the 360, but with the Kinect, that's just going to be like, what are you supposed to do? Like, do you actually, like, sit there and punch the dirt? Like...
I wouldn't mind that, actually. It actually had, like, you know, a little bit of realism to it. Yeah. I mean,
Yeah, I don't really see, like, how they can make that. Especially, like, with the amount of, like, constant block placing that a lot of the larger projects have. That would just get extremely tiresome using the Kinect. Like, you wouldn't be able
to... Well, maybe if people got off their asses and fucking did some exercises, it wouldn't be so tiring.
I'm not... That's not just a, oh, I'm lazy and fat. No, that's, like, a legitimate thing. Like, you would probably only be able to play maybe, like, an hour and a half per day. And those projects are huge. Like, I mean, like, you wouldn't see stuff like... The guy who recreated the Starship Enterprise. You wouldn't see anything really great like that on the Xbox.
You might.
Well, I mean, yeah, you will from the people who use the controller.
Fuck those people.
I like video games.
let's see here. All right, yeah, here, I'm just going to go through the list. Just stop me when you want to talk about something.
Okay.
Modern Warfare stop! 3 stuff.
Put, I want to tell you something.
What?
You're a pretty nice guy.
Thank you. Okay. So, yeah, Modern Warfare 3.
Yeah. Modern Warfare.
Oh.
Tomb Raider.
More like Modern Warfare, am I right?
Shut the fuck up. That fucking joke made me just so fucking mad right now because it was so shitty and it has been used to fucking death.
Okay. EA Sports games on Kinect, who cares? Alright, yeah, I actually like this news. How Dr. Ray from BioWare came up and talked about how Mass Effect 3 will use Kinect, but it won't use the motion. It uses the voice recognition in order for you to use voice commands and to do dialogue options.
You know what's cool? We can just do that with a headset and microphone.
Well, yeah, but still, it's just cool that they're actually implementing that into Mass Effect, like, at all.
I can understand that. It's just when you're using voice recognition, and there's been games on the Xbox that have used voice recognition in the past, but they just did it with a headset and microphone and it worked fine. So it's like, good job.
Yeah, it's not like it's really revolutionary. Like, I'm not going, holy crap, they're using Kinect for voice recognition. I'm just going, wow, they're using voice recognition in Mass Effect. That's kind of like what I'm saying. It's just, it's not that I'm being surprised about the Kinect. I'm being surprised of Mass Effect, really. But it's kind of a weird thing. let's see what else. Okay, the stuff for Tom Clancy's Future Soldier. I don't know how to feel about that game. Like, I'm hearing from a bunch of games journalists that, like, this is the, third or fourth time that they, like, completely rebuilt this game from scratch. And it's just, like, really, it's supposed to be, like, really bad. Like, the gameplay is supposed to be, like, really horrible. Announcing the new Xbox 360 dashboard. That will have
you. It's gonna be a fucking new one.
Yeah, it's gonna have YouTube, Bing, Hulu, Netflix, Marketplace, and all that, and live TV.
Oh boy!
I'm gonna fucking kill myself. It's over. I'm done. I'm done. I'll see you guys later. I'll see you guys in hell.
All right. Bunny, before you go.
Yeah.
I like video games.
Okay, I'll remember that. I'll tell Satan that.
Okay, thank you. You need to know. Or she.
Or never she. Well, no, Satan's actually Tim Curry. You know, it makes all sense.
Oh, God. That makes a scary amount of sense.
All right. Next topic. Our next thing about E3, Glitch. Take it away.
He is actually it. Oh, God.
No, I'm still going through Microsoft. UFC game.
Ha!
Look, I'm trying to get through this as fast as I can.
No. The UFC one, is that the one where, like, you get to create your own fighter and then, like, talk smack about people?
No, that's WWE.
Oh, okay, then fuck it, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, WWE can be kind of good if you can play as the Warrior, and that's about it.
What about Macho Man Randy Savage?
Oh, may true,
rest
true.
In peace.
True. May you rest in peace.
Yes. Gears 3, who cares?
Yeah, you're right.
That Rise game that's going to be on Kinect from Crytek.
Metal Gear Solid Rising?
No, I wish. Combat Evolved Anniversary. More Halo, who gives a shit?
More like Galo.
Dude, Astral, shut up.
Oh, Astral. You get mad at me for saying I like video games.
Yeah, but at least it, like, changes every time.
No, it doesn't. You just keep the word gay in
front
of fucking
video
games.
Yeah, but still, I'm always keeping you on your toes. You never know.
Shut the fuck up, Astral! You're out of your fucking element!
You always say that, too.
Yeah, but that's because it's a quote from a great movie.
Okay.
All right, let's move on.
Yeah, keep going. Glitch.
The amount of mad in this podcast is unreal. Forza Motorsport 4, who cares? Fable the Journey, which is basically just horseback riding simulator.
Oh, Peter Molyneux.
Yeah, we already talked about Minecraft. Oh, Kinect Disney Adventures. I just want to point out that this game...
Dude, the friggin' mean like this shit.
The kids who were playing that were so funny. Like, like every 10 seconds they would like crash into something and they'd be like, "Don't worry, we'll just do it better next time." Ho ho ho. And they just like this game looks like the worst game ever, like not even kidding. It's so bad.
Hey, there was one good game at the Microsoft conference.
Really, what was it?
Sesame Street, Once Upon a Monster.
Yeah.
Oh my god, yes.
Like, it's literally the only good Kinect game.
And it's by Tim Schafer, I mean, come on.
Yeah, it's Double Fine. Yeah.
Oh, wait, what if they get Jack Black to describe what octagons are?
Game of the century.
Game of the millennia. Just...
Video games would just have to end. Like, as soon as like, Jack Black would just walk onto the screen and be like, "Hey, kids, I gotta find an octagon." And then, like, you have to crowd your family around to create an octagon out of your bodies. And as soon as you do, you just, like, suddenly, like, transform into, like, a god being. And then that's
it. Going to a higher plane of existence.
Yeah.
Oh shit.
Kinect Fun Labs, that's like you're gonna be able to actually, okay, yeah, a lot of people haven't been talking about this, but this is honestly kind of the best news out of this was Kinect Fun Labs, because you can actually use finger tracking, object scanning, and use the camera to create your own games and, like, homebrew and stuff. So, because, I mean, everyone was saying it, homebrew is basically where Kinect is actually doing good stuff. Like, all the actually, like, legit fun games have been homebrew. So this is where Kinect's actually going to be good. Like, none of the actual games that are coming out for Kinect are going to be good. But this is.
Okay.
And then there was just Kinect Sports and Dance Central, and then Halo 4.
Oh, God.
I know it's not made by Bungie and stuff, but I just like Halo. I mean, it's just a pretty decent fucking first-person shooter. It's not the best, but it's a fucking good one. I don't think it really deserves all the hate it gets. It's mostly the fan base. It's kind of like it's basically the Invader Zim of video games.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a thing that's pretty good, but the fan base makes it terrible.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll admit, I've had a lot of fun with Halo games playing with buds in the past.
Yeah.
Just when I think about playing online with people, I get sad.
Yeah.
But I still like football games.
I hate video games.
Oh god, I'm in the wrong podcast.
All right, next is the EA press conference. They had a whole lot of Mass Effect.
I wonder why.
Yeah, the gameplay looked really good, though. I'm looking forward to it.
I've been looking forward to Mass Effect 3 since the end of Mass Effect 2.
Yeah.
Guys, I've got a confession.
What?
I only played Mass Effect 1.
That's okay.
Oh, okay.
Mass Effect 2 was like 30 times better, though, so, yeah.
No, it's not.
In some respects. I had more fun with number 2, but I know people who've had more fun with number 1.
Yeah.
It's all opinions, but I don't really mind you haven't played the second one. As long as you're having fun with video games, bunny.
I'm never having fun with video games.
Yes, you are.
Okay, Need for Speed The Run, which is just really stupid, because, like, there's going to be a bunch of quick-time events. Yeah. on foot. No, it's not just on foot. It's on foot quick time events.
Oh, fuck that.
Yeah, you, like, jump out of the car, and then, like, the police are running after you, and then you have to, like, press triangle to jump off of a roof, and then you press square to punch a cop, and then you steal his car.
Shit, son. And I will pay money for that game.
And they said, like, oh, don't worry, this is only going to be about 10 to 15% of the game.
The fact that it's supposed to be a racing game and, like, 10 to 15% of it is out of your car, that's already too much. Shit, even 1% would be too much.
I'd take, like, 0.1% just to be like, oh, this is kind of interesting. Well, that was fun. Back to the car.
Alright, BioWare came back out again, and they showed a CG trailer for The Old Republic, which wasn't actually a new trailer. It was just the three old ones cut up and put together with new voiceover.
That's boring.
Yeah. That's quality.
And there was a new trailer for SSX, which is actually looking alright.
You still got that series going on?
It's like kind of like a reboot kind of thing, so yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, that's good to see.
Yeah, SSX is pretty good, so if they make a good game, then I'm not going to complain. They had a whole bunch of EA Sports crap, who cares? Some The Sims crap, who cares? Kurt Schilling came on to talk about his RPG, which, I mean, I don't know why a lot of people are, like, saying that this looks like a good game, because I watched the trailer and it looked like shit. Like,
what video game?
It's called Kingdoms of Amalur. I can't even pronounce it. Like, Reckoning. Kingdoms of Amalur Reckoning.
That sounds familiar. Let me take a look
at
it.
Yeah, it's just, it doesn't look good at all. It looks like a really, really stereotypical World of Warcraft-esque RPG, and the graphics are kind of the graphics kind of look early PS2.
Ugh.
And the gameplay is just really stereotypical, and it's...
Bonnie, stop masturbating.
I'm not.
Yes, you are.
Please go.
No.
All right, now, here's a game I'm actually kind of legit excited for, though. Overstrike. I want to talk about Overstrike.
Isn't that basically A-Team the game?
I guess. Like, I don't know.
A-Team the game in the future.
Yeah, like, it's by Insomniac. And,
oh, wow, Insomniac.
Yeah,
ooh.
Yeah, it's got, like, wacky weapons, four-player co-op. It's kind of like a... It's like if you cross Borderlands with Ratchet and Clank. That's basically what it is.
Yeah.
And what platform is that for, sir?
360 and PS3.
Ooh, very nice, very nice.
Yeah. And then there was, like, a five-hour-long presentation of Battlefield 3. Like, not even kidding. There was a tank, like, they played, like, a tank level, and it was, like, the most boring thing I've ever seen in my life. Like, I was really surprised that they could actually make a tank mission boring, but they did. Because, like, here's my complaint about Battlefield 3. They're making it too realistic.
Well, I mean, that's what people want to see for some reason nowadays. It's like,
it's
they don't
stupid.
Want cartoony bullshit because it's all like, oh, that's such bullshit. I mean, people nowadays just want realism because cartoony shit is just too unfair, apparently.
Just a word of warning. It's kind of stormy outside, so I might disconnect at random times.
All right, that's fine. We could just be like, oh, there goes Ganon, and then you'd just come back in.
Yep.
He reappears in a bolt of thunder. Or lightning. I have returned!
I have crossed the pits of Khazad-dûm to come back to this podcast.
Ubisoft.
What if this podcast was 25 years old? Let's go check it out, what it would sound like back then. Fucking Mr. Caffeine.
The greatest guy in the world, Aaron Priceman, better known as Mr. Caffeine, he ran the Ubisoft conference, and there's just no words to describe how beautiful his presentation was.
Oh, my ass. I wanted to, like, ooh, if I was at that fucking hall.
Yeah, but by beautiful, I mean absolutely terrible and just, like... Because, I mean, if you didn't see it, Mr. Caffeine, what he did was for some reason, because it was Ubisoft's 25th anniversary, whenever they would announce a game, he would go, okay, what if this game were actually created 25 years ago? And then he would go, boo, 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 and he would show, like, this, like, really, like, high-res, like, they're trying really hard to be 8-bit, but it just doesn't work, like, version of the game. And, like the worst part is that that version of the game looks, like, 20 times more fun than the actual game. And then they actually show the game, and it's just really bad. He made that sound every time, and then he made, like, 5 dick jokes. Like, he was like, come on over and play with my Wii. I'll show you my PlayStation Move. Maybe we can connect.
Honestly,
Christ.
I cringed so fucking hard at that.
I did too.
Like, if you were to take a picture of me, it would have looked like I was like 50 years old with how many wrinkles I had. It was that fucking mad.
Anyway, on to the games. They had Rayman Origins, which, I mean, a lot of people were saying looked good, but I mean, I don't know.
Rayman has an origin?
Yeah, I guess. But, like, okay. I don't know what it is, but for some reason, it just rubs me the wrong way. Like, it looks really stereotypical. Like, it was like, oh, a fire level. Ooh, a flying level. Ooh, a water level. Oh, look at that. Isn't that nifty? You know, it does. I mean, the music's cool and the art's cool, but the levels and the enemies are just kind of bland and I don't know.
Glitch, you know what it sounds like?
What?
It sounds like you're getting good taste in video games.
Thank you.
Mm.
Next is Driver San Francisco. Who cares?
If that's not the video game version of driving, we don't need to talk about it.
Exactly. We could just ignore that. Far Cry 3.
How are they going to make it not Far Cry even more?
I just want to know. Have I ever told you the definition of insane?
No.
Oh, okay. Well, it was actually, you know, like a joke, because that's... Was it insane, or is it insanity?
Is that from the Far Cry 3 trailer? Because I...
Yeah.
Yeah.
I
actually went and got a snack during that trailer, because I couldn't give a shit about Far Cry.
Yeah, it looks pretty cool, I guess. I don't know.
Just after I played the first one, like, you know, when they kind of did a little bit of a reboot, and it was kind of fun. It had some problems, but it was kind of fun. And then they came with the second one, and it was... They made sure it was not Far Cry from the first game at all. It's Far Cry 2, another type of reboot, and I was wondering what was happening.
Yeah.
Like, suddenly you're in Africa, and you're doing things. Like, why?
We're like, why?
Alright, yeah. But no, here's another game I'm looking forward to. Brothers in Arms Furious 4.
Hell yeah!
Yes!
Motherfucking Inglourious Bastards the game.
Yes. It looks so great. Like, I kind of wish that they had just done an Inglourious Bastards game, but I mean, it's the next best thing. It looks so awesome. It's Gearbox. Randy Pitchford came on. He wasn't sweating because he didn't have to be like, oh, well, Duke Nukem, you grab the babes and you smack their asses.
Baby.
No. I noticed that. Nobody else notices this, but I noticed that. Whenever he talked about Duke Nukem, he looked really nervous and really embarrassed.
Just like the rest of the video game community.
Exactly.
Like,
oh, man. Freaking Duke. We're going to have to talk about Duke after we go over E3.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, here we go. But
we're going to get lots of hate. Ooh, or actually a lot.
Let me give you my...
Duke Nukem for never... Nah.
Astral, I swear.
I'm gonna put a knife right in your fucking throat.
Astral, you're like being the worst person for this podcast. Like, you're being completely silent except for, like, bad puns.
And why? That's my job!
Yeah, that's Ganon's job. What are you doing,
fight me,
you asshole?
Also, I don't really care because I don't have a 360. So,
oh, alright.
Yeah.
You have a PC.
Yeah, some of these games are coming out on PC, dude.
That's great.
Like, oh, right, Microsoft also makes computers. Herp, herp. Oh, God, Astral, you're such a 9-year-old.
Such an ugly-year-old.
Yeah, I know. I'm trying to work on therapy.
Why in the world did... Wait, Bunny, was that you doing the CDI King thing? The
I'm pretty sure that was again.
Why?
Was that? Because it was beautiful, good? Yeah.
Thank you. I've practiced.
Don't worry, I've practiced, like, everything else.
My boy! Like, I want to remake that game on, like, a high-end computer.
Just imagine that game on the Wii U.
$1 billion spent.
Hold the screen up to make me do the duck walk.
Dude, who wouldn't want that?
I want that so bad. I want them to put that on Virtual Console right now.
Holy
and,
shit!
And if you swing the controller around, then you could do squalala. Like,
we're off.
The front facing camera reads if you make them a boy face. While
okay, let's keep going. Let's keep going. We don't need to become CDI the podcast.
Yes, we do.
That's how we increase our quality by like tenfold.
Okay, then there was The Adventures of Tintin, the game.
Ooh.
That one actually looked pretty legit. I mean, I read a couple of Tintin stories back in the day. But I kind of wish it would have been, like, 2D instead of, like, 3D.
Yeah.
That's my only complaint.
Trackmania 2, who cares?
Hey, you skipped over Ghost Recon Future Soldier.
I did.
And Ghost Recon Online. And there we go, we talked about it.
Yeah, there you go, that's how much we care. Alright.
How we play, how we play.
Yeah, Raving Rabbids.
Oh boy.
Just Dance 3.
Your
Shape Fitness.
Oh god.
And yeah, Assassin's Creed Revelations.
Wait, did we forget to talk about how there was a fucking Facebook game at EA's conference?
Wait, what?
There was a Facebook game at EA's conference.
Oh no, it was this that the Sim Social thing.
Yeah.
Okay, you want to talk about that? I didn't think anybody would. Okay,
I just
want to
say how much I really fucking hate that. I mean, I know Facebook and whatnot shit's growing and things like that, but really, E3, you reveal a fucking Facebook game? Like, even just spending 5 seconds on a Facebook game for E3 is insulting.
Yeah, that's true. Alright, but yeah, does anyone want to talk about Revelations?
Revelations, oh, Assassin's Creed?
Yeah.
You know, I'm looking forward to it. I'd really like to see how they're going to, like, if this is the final one and how they're going to wrap it all up, because, I mean, Ezio looks like, in that trailer, like, he might just get the boot off that cliff with a noose around his neck. I'd like to really see how they're going to continue the story, so I'm kind of excited, yeah.
It's not going to be the last one, Bunny. There's still going to be Assassin's Creed 3.
Well, you never know, man.
All right, so basically those three press conferences were really, really, really disappointing. They barely announced anything new, and everything that they did announce was really stupid.
Yeah.
The last two press conferences, on the other hand, were all right. I will admit Sony's press conference was actually pretty good. I mean, no, don't laugh. It was actually pretty good. Yeah, both of you guys laugh while I'm sitting here just saying, all right, fine, they're okay. But
it's always funny when you say it.
I'm looking through it, and it looks like to me, it looks like the two conferences people are saying were good were the conferences that were mostly sequels and remakes. Can I just say that? I'm going to say that. Opinions.
All right.
Yeah, there you go.
Whatever.
Don't get mad, Glitch. Just like video games.
I'm trying my hardest. Just gotta believe. Just gotta believe! Yeah, I'm going Parappa up all in. Oh, alright, but no, Sony press conference. Jack Tretton, the CEO of Sega. It says SCEA, so I said Sega. Ugh. Good job, me. Sony, America. He came out and he was like, I'm sorry, everyone. I'm sorry about PSN. And then, like, immediately Uncharted 3 guys walked out and were like, sup, y'all? Let's talk about Uncharted. And they showed, like, a pretty good trailer for Uncharted.
Like, all right, let's not talk about that very bad thing, and let's just, you're going to really like this game.
Except Drake's kind of, like, retarded.
He is.
Yep.
Oh, man, there's a hole in the ship. Better throw some fucking grenades, man. No, but, I mean, maybe that's just part of the humor, but I just cannot stop laughing at that part. Like, when he was doing that, I'm like, the fuck?
Yeah, I mean, Uncharted doesn't look really horrible. That's, like, one of the only
Uncharted is a good series. It's just, it's basically, like, they took Tomb Raider, fixed bad things, were like, here you go, it's Uncharted.
And they took away the boobs.
Yeah, they took away the boobs,
too. Oh, show.
I don't know, we got a pretty big boob instead. Ha!
Oh, they only removed the boob, yeah.
There we go. I needed a bad pun in there.
Wait a minute. Lara Croft doesn't have big boobs in the new Tomb Raider game, right?
I don't know. I don't care.
She doesn't. So, maybe they just removed her breast flesh and molded it into Nathan Drake.
That explains a lot. He's a walking set of boobs.
It explains why he's kind of stupid, you know.
And why he needs a book to tell him how to do everything.
Okay, Resistance 3 looks like shit. Just gonna say that now. It looks really bad. Like, I like Insomniac, but Resistance 3 looks like shit.
The opinions, the podcast, ooh.
You guys can throw in your opinions too, okay? God.
I've given you my opinion. It doesn't look that good to me either, and I just like to see something that's not a highlight that doesn't have a 2 on the end of it or is a sequel. I'd like new IPs that aren't bad.
No such thing.
Shut up. Yes, there is. Brutal Legend. Fuck you.
Well, no, I'm excited for Overstrike and that Brothers in Arms game. Like, it's got, like, nothing to do with all the other Brothers in Arms games, so I wouldn't be scared to say it's a new IP.
I would.
Oh, well, alright.
It's using the Brothers in Arms logo.
Yeah, alright. Yeah, Overstrike. There.
Yeah, Overstrike, yeah. I'll give you that.
Yeah. And then they talked about the Shadows of the Colossus collection, they talked about some God of War collection, who cares?
There's been how many of those now?
2. But the second one.
I know, but still, it's too many.
Yeah.
It's 1 too many. I'll give you having 1 collection's a pretty good idea.
Yeah. PlayStation branded 3D TV that is 24 inches, comes with Resistance 3, a pair of 3D glasses, a special 3D glasses that divide the screen in half when you play split screen games. So that way, like, if one person's wearing one set of 3D glasses and another person's wearing another set, you see 2 different images.
Okay.
Which is pretty cool.
So what happens if only one person wears glasses?
Well, then one person's going to be seeing a 3D image and the other person's going to be seeing 2 separate blurry as hell images.
Hmm.
Yeah, it's only $500.
Only $500.
Well, for a 3D TV, that's not bad.
Yeah, I suppose, yeah. But I don't really see much point in 3D TVs right now, but whatever.
I don't either, but I'm just saying, you know, like,
technology will get better and whatnot, just right now.
Just the fact that you have to wear glasses to watch TV is kind of stupid.
I already have to do that glitch.
Oh, no.
You racist.
Oh, shit. That was funny.
Thank you, Bunny. That makes me happy when you compliment me.
Oh, fuck.
We got a budding romance here on broadcast.
We're already bro. We already have bromances going on, so.
True.
Bunny X Glitch is my OTP.
Fuck off!
This episode's going to be called Bro Shipping.
Oh, God.
It's too late. It's going to happen.
2K Sports, who cares? Alright.
Yeah, pretty much. Same here. Who cares?
Now, this game I want to talk about because it kind of makes me mad. Medieval Moves, Deadman's Quest. Oh my god.
Are we talking about, like, old IP?
Like, are we talking about the same Medieval, like, with Sir Daniel Fortescue?
Yes.
Yeah.
It's a friggin' move game.
No, move.
I'm done. I'm done. I'm stop. That's it. I'm fucking off myself.
More like move evil.
Fuck. Dude, that was like my childhood game back in the day.
I know. You have no idea how mad I am.
It was so good.
Dude, I am Star Wars Battlefront 2 right now. I can't even deal with this shit.
Oh, buddy, I fucking love you.
Yeah, but no, there was this guy, the guy who was playing the demo, his name was Jeremy, and every time that he did something, the other guy went, "Nice job, Jeremy. Good job, Jeremy. Make sure you hit that target, Jeremy."
You can do it, Jeremy.
Basically. But no, yeah, I'm just pissed that they threw the Medieval name on it. Like, that's so bad. Like, I wouldn't have cared if they hadn't thrown that name on it. Like, seriously. Next thing. Oh, unless you want to say something else about it.
Not really.
Oh.
Yeah.
I don't even want to. I don't want to even acknowledge that.
Besides introducing new player Jeremy.
Yeah.
He's bad.
Introducing the new demo player Jeremy.
All right. No. So now moving on. Infamous 2. Okay.
The game literally came out the next day. So.
Yeah, I don't know why it was...
Yeah. Shouldn't have been at E3. They should have just been like, oh yeah, you know it's coming out tomorrow, guys. Yeah. Like, they also announced that there's going to be move functionality for Little Big Planet 2. Who cares? Starhawk, which actually... Well, I think it's a first-person shooter, so I don't care. But if it wasn't a first-person shooter, I would have been like, yeah. Because, like, the trailer looked pretty cool.
Starhawk. Isn't that connected to Warhawk?
Yeah, it's like a some kind of, like, spiritual sequel or something like that.
Okay.
Like, you know how, like, Bioshock is, like, the spiritual sequel to System Shock?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That kind of thing, yeah.
Well, okay.
There's a new Sly Cooper.
Sly's a good set of games, but...
Yeah. Dust 514, a first-person shooter based in the EVE Online universe.
I'm not really sure how to feel about that.
Yeah, the trailer was really just, oh, look, another first-person shooter. Who cares? Ken Levine walked out, showed a new trailer for Bioshock Infinite, which looked friggin' sweet. Then he also said that there's going to be a new Bioshock game on the NGP, and everyone who buys Bioshock Infinite on PS3 will get original Bioshock on the same disc.
Ooh.
That's pretty cool.
But yeah, I mean, that's another game that I'm looking forward to is Bioshock Infinite. It looks really sweet, and it's, like, cool. Yeah.
Yeah.
Ken Levine is a smart guy. He's so I can tell that he's going to be doing some good stuff with Infinite. Saints Row the Third and Star Trek.
Oh, Saints Row.
Saints Row.
I haven't even played Saints Row.
You should fix that. It's really good.
What's even
like
about?
Grand Theft Auto. Okay. It's like Grand Theft Auto, only funny.
Yeah, that is basically it, yeah.
Yeah, pretty much.
It doesn't take itself seriously, so it's really good.
You know, like, the first one took itself seriously, but the second one is so much fun, and it's just wacky and crazy, and it's really good.
Yep. You can spray shit on people's houses.
Yeah.
Like, that's all literal really need, shit.
That's all you really need to know. All right.
Then there was just a bunch of stuff about Move. Who cares? And then they announced the PlayStation Vita. I mean, we all knew about it. It was the NGP, but they renamed it the PlayStation Vita. 3G and Wi-Fi models. And it was pretty funny because when they announced that AT&T was going to be the partner that did the 3G, like half the audience went, oh, like it was audible. It was really funny. Like Kaz walked out and like started talking about it, and like he heard the like groans and stuff, and he like looked down the audience and he like frowned a little bit. Like he was like, oh god damn it, I partnered with the wrong people. But yeah, the games they announced for it, there was an Uncharted game, there was a Mod Nation Racers game, there was Little Big Planet, and then there was this game called Ruin, which looked like a PS1 game.
Oh, baby.
Yeah. Well, and then this was probably my favorite announcement. This is the last thing they kind of announced. Street Fighter Cross Tekken on the Vita. It has Cole McGrath from Infamous in it. Not kidding.
Really?
It has the guy from Infamous playable in the game.
I don't know how to feel about that.
Feel horrible because he looks like shit. Let me pull up a picture of it because you guys gotta react to this.
Okay.
Can
I just take this bit of time to say that I like video games?
Yeah, Dick.
Is that fine with you, Bunny?
Go ahead. Go right the fuck ahead.
How come you don't ask me?
Because you're the same.
I swear to fucking God, I'm gonna fucking snap your neck. All right.
I like video games.
What the hell is that?
It's actual masturbating, probably.
All right. Yeah. Here's a picture right there. Okay, that's him in this game.
Oh Jesus Christ! Holy shit! That's terrible.
Yeah.
Why are his hands so big?
Well, because they were like, here, let's try to make him look Street Fighter-esque, and they just made it look horrible.
What's wrong with his neck?
What's wrong with him? Oh my god.
Is his head and neck combined longer than his chest?
It sounds like just fucking Kratos or something. That would make more sense, but okay.
Yeah, it's just a stupid idea.
Damn it, guys.
Alright, so yeah, that's the Sony conference. The last one, the crowning jewel of E3 this year.
Sure.
Nintendo.
Woo!
Everyone loved it. Everyone worshipped it. They bowed at Reggie's feet. They kissed Miyamoto's hand. It was such a glorious occasion.
Sure.
Ganon's not as excited as we were.
No.
I like the orchestra, actually. That was a pretty nice touch.
Yeah, there was an orchestra for Zelda's 25th anniversary.
Yeah, I saw that. That was really cool. Yeah.
Miyamoto got visibly mad when they messed up a little bit, though. It was pretty funny.
She was about to cut a bitch.
Yeah, and when they were doing the item get thing, you know, the doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo- messed up. Miyamoto's eyebrows, like, scrunched up, and he just got this really big frown, and his face, like, burst into red. It was so funny. But yeah, they announced that, just some Zelda games, like, they were like, ooh, Ocarina of Time's coming out, and so is Link's Awakening on the eShop. But also, Four Swords is gonna come out on DSiWare. Isn't that great?
But it's gonna be free. Yeah.
Yeah, it's gonna be free, which is cool.
I did like Nintendo Conference. I really would like to see some new IPs from them. I really would.
Yeah, I was expecting Miyamoto to come out with a new IP, but he didn't, so I was kind of upset about that.
I really like Nintendo. I do. I love their games. It's just, come on, guys. Come on.
Come on.
Do something.
Get it together.
Get something new. I'm sure people would love it.
Get it together.
And look at Pikmin.
Yeah. Reggie came out, and he was like, all right, here's the stuff that's coming out for the 3DS in the next little bit. They had a new trailer for Mario Kart, new trailer for Star Fox, new trailer for Super Mario.
A new trailer for Luigi's Mansion 2.
Yeah, that I'm actually excited for, too.
Yes,
Luigi's Mansion
yes.
2. Yeah, hell yeah.
I was surprised. Like, I was talking about it to some other people, and they didn't really like Luigi's Mansion.
What?
Like, what are you? Yeah, I was like, what are you talking about that? That was pretty, like, innovative. Innovative. My bad.
It's okay. You just started saying the word and realized how many journalists use it and went, oh, God.
Yeah, but no, I mean, from what I'm reading, the thing about Luigi's Mansion isn't just the fact that it's a Luigi's Mansion game, it's that it's using the 3D really well for the depths of the room and the placement of items and stuff, which is really neat, because it's good that it's probably one of the first games that is really using the 3D for, like, a legitimate gameplay mechanic.
Yeah.
Which is cool.
It is. I mean, it's nice to see that they're actually incorporating new gameplay mechanics into it, because, like they said at the conference, you know, it's not going to be a reboot, it's going to be a whole new game.
Yeah. It's going to have multiple mansions this time, good news. Yeah, they just had a bunch of trailers for all those games, Kid Icarus, blah, blah, blah. Multiplayer in Kid Icarus, that's kind of weird, though.
Well, it could be done well. Nope, never know.
Yeah.
It works on, like, a hero system, so you have to kill the other team's angel if you want to defeat them.
So it's like I don't know why this is the first thing that I thought of when you said that, but it's like that one mission in No More Heroes where, don't say anything. It's one of the assassination missions, not one of the bosses, but one of the assassination missions where, like, you have to kill the CEO of Pizza Bat, and, like, he's surrounded by all of his, like, lackeys, and, like, you don't, if you kill his lackeys, it doesn't actually do anything for you, but you just, as soon as you kill the CEO, it just ends. Is it like that?
Fuck. I love those games.
Yeah, that was just the first thing that came to mind, I don't know why. Yeah, they just showed a bunch of already announced 3D games, Resident Evil The Mercenaries, Mario Sonic at 2012 Olympics, Ace Combat, Tetris, Cave Story, Resident Evil Revelations, Pac-Man and Galaga, Tekken 3D, and Snake Eater 3D.
Yes!
Snake Eater!
I'm really excited to see the ladder in 3D.
Oh my God, yes! Dude.
And Eva's boobs in 3D.
Dude, the boss's scar in 3D. That's gonna be the
scar. Oh, that's gonna be terrifying. Look at my scar, Snake. I see it. Look at my scar.
3D classic Excitebike. The thing about that is, I'm happy that they're not just putting out Game Boy and Game Boy Color games on there, that they're going to put, like, NES stuff on there, too.
And that one's for free, too.
Yeah, Excitebike's only going to be free for, like, another, like, 2 or 3 weeks.
Oh, I need to get to a hotspot and download that.
Yeah, thing. You should. Right. And you should also download, well, this one's going to be free forever, it's Pokedex 3D.
Oh, yeah.
You find special AR markers, and you download Pokemon, and you can look at them. And
how do the AR markers work?
I have no idea. I think you just find them online and you scan them from your computer or something like that.
We'll find out.
Yeah. But the funniest thing about that game, though, is that you can take pictures of yourself and edit the Pokemon into them. So you could be like, here's me sitting on the couch watching TV with Pikachu. Here's me at the park with Gengar, except Gengar's not actually there.
You're thinking small time.
Okay, then what's the big time? What's the big time idea?
Oh, I don't know, but those are pretty pathetic ideas.
Okay, well, those was just the first thing that came to my mind, right? What, do you think, like, an astronaut's gonna go into space?
No, but think about it, you could put, like, a haunter behind some woman you took a picture of.
No, just imagine just, like, going up into space, and, like, they take a picture of, like, the crew, and then there's just, like, a Chansey in the background.
It'd be a Rayquaza, duh.
First Quagsire in space.
Hey guys, here's a picture of me and my Totodile.
You have more pictures of you with Pokemon than you with an actual woman.
Oh man, I would love to just like flood my Facebook with that. Just like, here's me with my
Here's me with my Totodile, guys. It's just you fucking eating a sandwich and giving a thumbs up.
Funny.
Here's me at my wedding. I got my chancy.
That's really funny. All right, yeah. Then they announced the Wii U.
Wii U, more like P-U.
Oh, that's pretty original.
Yeah,
that's pretty smart, everybody.
Although I'm pretty actually excited for it.
Yeah, the Wii U does look pretty sweet. It's got a lot of got a lot going for it. It's gonna have legit HD graphics. It's gonna be backwards compatible with Wiimotes, the balance board, and all other Wii accessories. And the Wii U controller has a 6.2-inch screen built into it, rumble feedback, an accelerometer, a microphone, a speaker, gyroscope, and touchscreen. And it also has a front-facing camera.
Yeah. Gimmicks.
Video games.
Yeah. But so far, the only two game first-party games that Nintendo's announced is they said that there's going to be a new Smash Brothers for it.
Smash Bros.
For that and the 3DS, actually. Two separate Smash Brothers games. They're not going to be the same. Separate. And Shigeru Miyamoto also announced that Pikmin 3 is going to be on the Wii U.
Not that impressed.
But some third-party games that they announced, Lego City Stories, who cares? Darksiders 2, Aliens, Colonial Marines.
Did you just say Colonial Marines?
Oh, I'm Colonial.
You raging flabbo.
Colonial Marines.
Colonial Marines, you dick face.
Fuck. Okay. Metro Last Light, a Tekken game, Ninja Gaiden 3, and Batman Arkham City.
Ooh, goo.
Yeah. And that was really it.
The Wii U looks Smash Brothers 4 for 3DS and Wii.
I said that, dude.
Oh. Yeah, well, I'm not really paying attention.
Yeah, so, I mean, basically, what we predicted was right. New Smash Brothers. Wii U was awesome. Everyone else sucked. Lots of sequels and rehashes. E3, baby.
E3, baby.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah, but all in all, it was honestly a really, really shitty E3. Nobody really announced anything good.
And anything that was kind of good was mostly sequels or remakes.
Yeah.
It's a sad state, folks. I really like video games, but I'd like it to change.
Honestly, the video game industry does seem to be dying just a tad.
Yeah, it's just because there's not really any... I would honestly, I don't like pointing fingers, but I do like pointing fingers. I'm just going to shove my finger right up into their face. I blame Call of Duty. This isn't a joke. I'm being serious. It's because since the first Modern Warfare, we've been seeing, 100% more first-person shooters, and... 100% more first-person shooters that are bleak and gray and overly serious and just awful.
I'm going to take that finger and point it at the consumer base.
Dun, dun, dun.
You can take that finger and shove it at them too because they're the ones that bought Call of Duty.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
I'm going to take that finger and shove it up your ass.
I knew you were going to say that.
Of course.
That's my bunny.
Someone had to make the joke.
Someone did.
All right.
That's my bunny.
Yay!
Okay, so yeah, let's just kind of go around the table and just say, anything that we actually liked from this, from E3. Just all the games we liked. Astral, what did you like?
Wii U, a lot of the 3DS games. Kind of interested in Deus Ex Human Revolution since I've been playing Deus Ex lately.
Mm-hmm. That it?
Yeah, kind of.
Alright, Ganon. Cannon, your turn.
Oh my god, Cannon's dead.
Shit. Is he?
What if someone actually died while we were recording
this? Oh, he must
have
dropped. Oh, Cannon, you dropped for a second.
Oh, I think I sat on the mute button.
Oh.
I'm fine, okay?
Oh, it's
shut
okay.
Shut up!
It's okay.
Anyway, I always like hearing more info about Mass Effect 3. I enjoy that series. Wii U could be interesting if they do things right. I always like hearing about games from Nintendo, even if they are sequels or remakes, because even if, you know, they've done them before, at least they are good games.
Mm-hmm.
And also the Cookie Monster game.
Yeah, good old Sesame Street. All right, Bunny, your turn.
All right, I'm really looking forward to Brothers in Arms Furious 4.
Mm-hmm.
New Smash Brothers game for the Wii U, not so much the 3DS. Shit. I'm actually looking forward to Halo 4 because I'm kind of hoping they just wrap it up.
No. They already announced it's a new trilogy. It's gonna go up to Halo 6. Yeah.
Why? Didn't they say Reach was supposed to be the last one?
I'm not looking forward to that then.
Yeah.
What could they even add for a new Halo?
I don't know.
They're going to insert a new character.
No, it's Master Chief.
No, its name is going to be John Chief, brother of Master Chief. He must fight all the alien covenant.
Dude, that would be so great.
Alien bullets are too slow.
I must go quickly, and plasma swords are too slow.
Shit.
So John Chief dropped his plasma sword and began to punch all the evil covenant.
And then Cortana said, "No, Chief, you are the Covenant." And then Chief was Covenant.
Just combined two different bad fanfictions there. I'm fine with it.
Yeah.
Alright.
Alright, yeah, I'm looking forward to the new Smash Bros., except I'm really iffy with the 3DS version, too. Because Sakurai said that he wants to make the 3DS version based around character development, and by character development he means like leveling up characters.
I see.
Which just sounds awful for a fighting game.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, characters should already be on the top of their game because they're in the fighting game.
Yeah.
Why would they even try to keep making the sticker system happen?
Yeah, I mean, nobody used the stickers at all in Subspace Emissary. Like, the only time I used the stickers was for, there was, like, one that, like, made trophy stands appear a bunch. I just used that whenever I, like, fought bosses.
I guess I'll just go ahead and admit that I did use the sticker system in Subspace Emissary.
Get out!
Yeah,
no.
Get out of the call!
No.
Okay, alright, okay.
I just used it because stickers kept spawning, and I kept running through, and I was like, fuck it, and I just used them, and it didn't all right, make sense.
Okay, alright. Yeah, you can use the stickers in Subspace, but just imagine using the friggin' stickers in multiplayer.
No!
Exactly. No. That is what Sakurai is trying to do to us.
Sakurai!
And then you flip.
Yeah.
Tripping. I'm looking forward to Brothers in Arms. And Overstrike, and the Wii U, and that's about it.
All right.
Yeah, pretty crappy E3.
Pretty crappy E3.
Pretty crappy E3. Not a big surprise.
So, stupid news of the week.
Oh, boy.
Duke Nukem Forever.
Okay, I'll admit, that was good.
I haven't played the demo, I haven't played the game, so I can't really say jack shit about it without sounding like
I played the demo.
Alright.
It's not a good game. It's not good. I mean, like, he doesn't even have good one-liners. He doesn't have anything that is good. The game is not good at all. It's just a stupid cash-in that Randy Pitchford obviously did just to be like, oh, hey, here's here's Duke Nukem Forever, everyone give me your money so you can actually play a game that's been in development for 15 freaking years.
I'll just go play Serious Sam instead.
Yeah, basically. Like, it's so bad. Like, and I mean, honestly, I'm kind of happy that the game is coming out just because people will then notice that Duke Nukem is stupid and they'll never have, nobody will have to worry about Duke Nukem, another Duke Nukem game ever coming out. Like, it's done.
I thought we all pretty much did know Duke Nukem was stupid, and if anyone actually took it seriously, I was going to smack them in the face.
Yeah, I don't know.
So I've seen people take Duke Nukem seriously with its antics, and like, people.
Well, yeah, I mean, a lot of people are getting, like, a lot of people are getting, like, kind of upset, like, about Duke's behavior with the women's.
The women's.
Yeah, and I can see why.
Yeah, I can understand that, but once again, it's like going to a movie like Drive Angry and taking what you're seeing seriously.
Yeah.
It is that. It's like if you watch Nicolas Cage
seriously.
I took that as seriously awesome. That's what I took
as. Exactly. Holla.
Oh, yeah. Bro fist over the mic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, girl.
But
boy, take it.
Okay.
A lot of people have been giving Duke Nukem bad reviews, and it's gonna flop, and nobody's gonna care because Gearbox is just gonna put out Brothers in Arms and Borderlands 2, and that's gonna be the end of it.
Yep, pretty much.
Yep.
All right. I think that was good.
Yeah, I mean, if anyone has anything else they want to throw in, because if not, that's basically the podcast. We don't really have anything else to talk about. E3 was enough.
Oh, God, it so was. Saw that disappointment. And
yeah.
Disappointment and somewhat feeling good about some stuff.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, I think that's it. There you go.
All right,
I like video games.
I like drinking.
No, you don't.
I like sports.
Well, I have a question for you all.
Yes.
Do you like bikes?
Do I like dikes? Like
Rocco's gonna sue us.
I'm fine with that, actually. They do sue us.
Dude, I don't want to get Omega 64's bad side, alright? I met them.
But that would mean they actually know about
Rocco.
Us.
I want to fight Rocco.
You want to fight Rocco?
Yeah, I do. Me and him.
I want to hug Rocco. I don't want to fight him. I just want to hug him.
It's going to be like Rocky.
He'll just unleash Pepper Lunch on you and you'll just die.
Pepper Lunch?
Those friggin' videos, man.
Pepper Lunch?
Yeah, he just goes to Pepper Lunch and he just sits there and he's like, here comes the Pepper Lunch, and then eats the Pepper Lunch.
We get it, Glitch. We saw the videos.
I know. I know you did. Right.
Let's stop this before we start making too many bad references.
Please, God.
All right, yeah, that was episode 3. Peace out.
See ya.
Still beat Half-Life 2.